This is Twit.
Tell me what the title is about. Are you a Borg?
Well, yes. I mean, I think I make the argument in the introduction. I think we're all Borgs at this point.
Yeah,
we're so heavily tech-mediated.
Our sensorium has now extended into the Internet.
Absolutely. I mean, you have a brain annex in your pocket, and we all take different high-end drugs, and we all have corrective lenses, and we all, you know, it's that William Gibson thing of the future is here. It's just not evenly distributed
yet. Yes.
So, yeah, and I have an artificial hip. Mm-hmm. I have a rebuilt heart. I take a biological, well, now I do self-injectable every week that's made of tweaked mice proteins.
Wow.
For my arthritis.
So when we first met, you were in a wheelchair.
Yep.
You could sort of move around, but you needed a chair to really mobilize
because of my right hip. Yeah.
And this is a congenital or a genetic disease.
Yep. Called ankylosing spondylitis, you know, which is basically spinal arthritis.
Right. And you'd had this since you were a teenager.
Since I was like 13, 14 years old. Yep.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I tell people I'm part man, part machine, and part mouse. So I'm a chimera.
I love that. But I think you're right. I think we all are now. Even if you're not, you know, medicated or have an artificial hip, as you say, in our pocket is some of our memory.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Say in the book, I have a piece that I wrote for my zine Going Gaga in 1993 or whatever. And I said, our machines are getting smaller and smaller, and soon they will disappear inside of us.
Mm.
So it's also that thing of, you know, our tech does tend to get closer and closer. And
it's happening.
It's absolutely happening.
Now that it's in our pockets, it's just and on our eyes and on our wrist, and it's just a matter of time.
Yep, absolutely.
And I celebrate it. I look forward to it. I'm a William Gibson cyberpunk type.
Well, I mean, I am literally animated by technology. The drugs that I take, if I stop taking my drugs, I can't walk. I'm basically bedridden.
No kidding.
Yeah. So without my drugs, I'd probably, or certainly without.
But not merely painkillers. They're actually doing something else.
Yeah, the anti-inflammatory. My knees get all swollen up. All my joints get swollen up. I can't move them.
Wow. Is that the mouse protein?
It's everything. I take different kinds of NSAIDs and all. I take a fistful of drugs every day. And I have since I was like 13 or 14 years old. So kind of amazing. My stomach has held out. But so I'm here by the grace of science.
Right.
You know, maybe that's why I'm a science and tech writer.
Yeah.
Because I know the importance of those. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.